I've learned in my few years of pastoring and preaching the Word of God that you got to mind the Lord. I mean, you may have something alliterated and all lined out and everything, every point right in the row. But God says, no, this is what I want you to do.
That's good, brother.
And I've done that all my pastoral life and all my preaching life. I just mind God and let God do what needs to be done, and I get out of the way and let Him do it. Well, young as I'm glad tonight my name's recorded in the Lamb's Book of Life. I'm glad I can feel something. Preacher, you saved by feelings, I'm going to tell you something. Whenever you get saved, you'll know it. Amen, you'll feel it. Praise God, I tell you, the Holy Spirit of God, something as big as He come into your heart and your life, and you can't feel it, there's something wrong. Amen. Youngs, I feel Him here. I feel Him at the house. I feel Him out there in the field. I feel Him wherever I'm at. Thank God I can feel the Holy Spirit of God in our heart and our life. Oh, I praise Him tonight for all He's done and all He's going to do in our life today. But I'll tell you, my heart's burdened tonight. I know that, I don't know, but God's burdened my heart for some reason tonight. There may be somebody here out of fellowship with God, or you've never been saved by God's grace. I ask you tonight to listen to God. Let Him touch your heart and touch your life. My friend, He can save you today. He can get you back into the fold if you're in that position today. And I'm glad, my friend, that God will do that for each and every one of us today. Amen. I'm going right the opposite direction in what God laid on my heart to preach tonight. I went to about 8:30 this morning. I walked back by my prayer place. And the Lord said, I want you to come in here. I went in there and got on my knees before God and I prayed to the Lord. And the Lord laid this message on my heart. He said, now I want you to look at this. And when God does that, I know I'm going to preach. I know I'm going to preach somewhere. I'm going to preach. Sunday morning in Sunday school class, my pastor asked me if I'd preach tonight. And I said, yes. I will. During Sunday school, Barome preached what I'm going to preach tonight. Pastor talked about what I'm going to preach tonight.
Come on, brother.
But I want to tell you something tonight, children. When God moves on our heart, we've got to let Him have His will and His way in our heart and our life tonight. I mentioned this here before. About a testimony. You know what a testimony is? A testimony is what God's done for you.
Amen.
That's a testimony.
Amen.
You leave the preaching to the pastor.
Come on.
A testimony is what God's done for me.
Yes, sir.
You know, the youth choir sung several weeks ago, probably months ago, about I'm not ashamed. And the Lord just told me that night I was supposed to preach that Sunday night. The Lord told me, He said, you just go up there and stand and say, I'm not ashamed. That's what I done. People's popping up all over this building. I'm not ashamed. I'm not ashamed. You know, that's what the Holy Spirit of God does for us today.
Amen.
When we get to that point in our life that we don't care what people think or say, all we care about is what God says in our heart and our life, and we're not ashamed. We're not ashamed of Him. We're not ashamed to lift up the Son of God. My friend, I'm telling you what's truth tonight. Whenever you get to that place in your life, I need God to get a hold of your heart. He'll squeeze your heart. He'll make you, my friend, as low, my friend, as you can go. And you realize if it had not been for Him, you'd have been dead in hell, lost without God. That's what I like in my life. I want God to use me wherever He wants to use me. That's where I want to be used of God. Preaching is what I want to do. That's what God called me to do. And that's what I want to do. But I want to tell you something tonight, children. Being a pastor is the most difficult thing that you'll ever face in your life. I didn't know that, didn't realize that until God called me in the preaching and pastoring. I love it with a passion. God opens many, many avenues in your life. I love people. I love to help people. I love to pray with them. I love to encourage them. Youngs, we're living in such a discouraging world today.
Yes, sir.
It helps for somebody to come by and give you a little word of encouragement.
Yes, sir.
I'm praying for these men of this church that are called to preach, Brother Chris and all these others. I'm praying that God would open a door for them for the very first day I come into this church. And I realize that there's some men of God in this church. I said, Lord, I want you to open doors for these young men and use them. I pray for them that God would just take them and use them for His honor and His glory. Young as I'm glad that He saved me.
Yes.
I'm glad that He called me.
Yes.
I wouldn't change a thing. Hardships, oh, I've got many. I can tell you story on story. But you know what? Everything that happened to me in my ministry just brought me closer to the Lord. It humbled my heart and made me realize just who I was. I'm a sinner saved by God's grace, and I'm on my way home. And I want people to know that. And I want them to see the love of God in my heart and my life. And I want them to know that Kenny Anderson, you don't have to guess, my friend, when God calls me home. You won't have to worry when He rolled me up here in front of this pulpit and guess where He's at. My friend, I want you to know tonight that my name's recorded in the Lamb's Book of Life. There ain't enough devils in hell itself to take my name out of that book tonight. I'm glad that He reached down and touched me and saved me. My friend, He's took care of me through these many, many years of traveling on the roads, spending way hours in the wee hours of the night in the hospital with folk.
Come on.
My friend, I'm telling you, God's been good to this man.
Yes, He has. Amen.
And I thank Him for it. And I praise Him for it. Now listen, I'm going to try to preach this tonight. The Bible is true and ever will be. It'll always be truth. It'll stand on truth. And youngs, I want to help you tonight. I love to pray before I come to a pulpit. I prayed 3 or 4 times today at home. I prayed in the prayer room. I want God's will to be done. I want Him to get the glory.
Amen.
And Him to get the praise. And youngins, there's something here tonight that, I mean, to me it is absolutely 100% real tonight.
Come on, brother.
Boy, the Spirit and the power of God is real.
Amen.
And I'm glad that He knows my name.
Yes, sir.
I'm glad of that today. The Bible says, if you like to turn with me there in 1 Kings chapter 10, verses 1 through 9. I'm going to cut this a little short tonight, but I'm going to try to mind God. The Bible says in 1 Kings chapter 10, and verses 1 through verse number 9, if you like to stand, you may do so. The Bible says, and when the queen of Sheba heard of the fame of Solomon concerning the name of the Lord, she came to prove him with hard questions. And she came to Jerusalem a very great train with camels that bear spices and very much gold and precious stones. And when she was come to Solomon, she communed with him of all that was in his heart. And Solomon told her all her questions. There was not anything hid from the king which he told her not. And when the queen of Sheba had seen all Solomon's wisdom and the house that he had built, and the meat of his table and the settings of his servant and the abundance of his ministers and their apparel and his cupbearers and his ascent by which he went up into the house of the Lord, there was no more spirit in her. And she said to the king, it was a true report that I heard in my own land of thine acts and of thy wisdom. Howbeit, I believe not the words until I come, and my eyes have seen it, and behold, the half was not told me. By thy wisdom and thy prosperity exceedeth the fame which I heard. Happy are thy men, happy are thy servants, which stand continually before thee, and that hear thy wisdom. Blessed is the Lord thy God, which delighteth in thee, to set thee on the throne of Israel, because the Lord loved Israel forever. Therefore may he, the king, do judgment and justice. May God add his blessing to the reading of God's word. I'm going to ask Pastor Mark if he wants to lead us in prayer.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Pastor. There's many times in the book of Kings that and other places in the Word of God that I have tried to preach on Solomon and all the works that Solomon did in his life and his ministry as he's been over the children of Israel and ruling over them, how that God, as a young child, called him and placed him over the children of Israel. Solomon, of course, we all know, was the son of David. And God used him and placed him in that position. And Solomon, as he realized that God was speaking to his heart and God was telling him what to do, that God asked him, said, Solomon, you tell me what you need. And Solomon, he told God, he said, Lord, I don't know how to lead this great people. He said, I want wisdom in my heart and my life. I want to know understanding how that I can understand these folks and bring the truth and the justice to them and the wisdom that I need to lead this great people that is before me today. We can study and look about the wonders of Solomon, how that he started building the house of God, how he started building the other houses there that he lived in, and all the great wonders and the things that Solomon did. You look and study on how he built the temple of God and how he overlaid all that with gold and everything that Solomon did in building the house of God there. And when he got it done, my friend, I have often said in my ministry, I would love to be, my friend, in a place where that whenever we before we could come through the doors, we'd have to wait till the Spirit and the power of God, my friend, would get out of the house of God, where we could come in the house of God and worship the Lord God today. And youngs, I'm still looking for that today. I've been in some good services. I've been in some powerful services. And my friend, some has been filled with the Spirit of God. But youngs, whenever they brought in, my friend, the Ark of the Covenant and placed that in Solomon's house that he built, the Bible said that the priest couldn't even minister because the power of God was so real in that place. He had to stand outside and wait for that to dissipate before they could come in and worship God. Youngs, I'm still looking for that time, my friend. In the day, wouldn't it be a blessing that if you come up here to church one day and everybody's standing on the outside, you walk up and wonder, say, what's going on? Why can't we go in? And Pastor Mark said, we can't go in because the power of God is surreal in there. We can't get in, my friend, the doors. Wouldn't that be a blessing? My friend, listen, God is real today, just as real as he was back in Solomon's day. My friend, he can do what he said he would do. Youngs, if we just turn loose and let God have his will and his way, get ourselves right with God, and my friend, to come and worship God in spirit and in truth, and allow the Spirit of God to come in, my friend, God will do a work that's beyond anything you and I can ever do in this walk of life. My friend, Solomon, has he done this great work? There was a lady called the Queen of Sheba. She heard about Solomon. She heard about his work today. The title of my message will be this morning or this evening will be Your Ascent to the House of God. My friend, Your Ascent to the House of God How are you getting to the house of God? How are you coming into the house of God today? And my friend, listen, we realize today that whenever the Queen of Sheba come in there and she come to Solomon and said, Solomon, I've heard about you, your wisdom, and I've heard about all things you've done. And she said, would you just sit down and tell me all the things that's going on in your life and what you have done today? My friend, listen, well, the number one thing that we need today, my friend, we need to tell people our testimony. My friend, if you're saved by the grace of God, you've got a testimony tonight. And my friend, and listen, a testimony, again, is what God has done for you. My friend, you leave everything else, my friend, to the man of God. My friend, the testimony is that what God has done in your heart and your life. Young as I'm telling you tonight, every one of us has got a testimony today. My friend, we need to be like Solomon. Sit down and tell the Queen of Sheba, my friend, everything Solomon said. He sat down and he told her everything, my friend, had been going on in his life. When he was just a young lad, God told him, says, listen, son, I'm going to set you over king of Israel. My friend, he went to God. And God said, what would you want? Solomon said, give me wisdom, Lord. I want wisdom to lead this great people today. My friend, then God began to bless him in other areas of his life. My friend, he sat down there and told that to the Queen of Sheba. My friend, we today need to have that testimony in our heart, in our life today. My friend, to tell people today, hey, I'm saved by the grace of God. But you know what? More than that, it's not what comes out of your mouth. It's how you do this right here.
Come on, brother.
Amen? Amen. My friend, if you don't walk the talk, bless God, you might as well sit down and get out of the way. You've got to live what you say.
Amen.
My friend, you got to believe God. Believe that He'll do what He'll say in your heart and your life today. I was in a place Saturday. My friend, a bunch of men there. And my friend, I was in that place and I was sort of standing back out of the way. And I heard some men talking about them Anderson boys.
Come on.
I just bowed my head, you know, and sort of got out of the way and had my ears open. And these men were talking about these Anderson boys. I want to tell you what's the truth. God just touched my heart. And my friend, I began to smile from ear to ear. My friend, because what they were saying was truth. My friend, they was telling the gospel truth about us Anderson boys. I want to tell you something, young'un. If I tell you something, if I tell you I'm going to be at your house, I'm coming at your house. If I tell you something, I'm going to do it by the grace of God. If I can't do it, I'm going to call and let you know why I can't do it. My friend, that those days have gone by the wayside. I'm a man of my word.
Come on, brother.
My brothers are a man of their word. They said, I like them all. He said, but there's one thing about them. They'll tell you exactly what they think. Amen. Buddy, I want to tell you something today. Young'uns, got Solomon sat down there with the Queen of Sheba. He didn't brag on himself. He bragged on God. I'm sure he done that. He told the Queen of Sheba everything that God was doing in his heart and his life today. He didn't say, Queen of Sheba, I'm the biggest in the land. He didn't do that. He probably said, Lord, it's Queen of Sheba, I'm the lowest that God's ever called, God's ever chosen to be over this children of Israel. He said, but I'm going to tell you what God has done for me. My friend, he sat there and told her everything that was in her heart. My friend, we find in verse number 3, the Bible said, and Solomon told her all the questions that was not anything hid from the king, which he told her not. And when the Queen of Sheba had seen all of Solomon's wisdom and the house that he had built and the meat of his table and the sitting of his servants and the attendance of his ministers and their apparel and his cupbearers and the ascent by which he went up into the house of the Lord, there was no more spirit in her. My friend, number 2, listen, your ascent into the house of God. Do you know there's people watching you?
Yes, sir.
My friend, there's people watching your ascent into the house of God. Whenever you stay home on Wednesday night and don't come on Sunday and Sunday night, my friend, there's somebody there watching you. There's somebody looking at you. There's somebody, no, hey, now he's supposed to be in the house of God, but he's not there. My friend, the Queen of Sheba said, I seen there, my friend Solomon, he said, I seen the meat of his table. He said, I seen the sittings of his servants. She said, and the attendance of his ministers, and their apparel, and the cupbearers, and the ascent by which he went up into the house of the Lord. You know what she was saying? When it come time to go to the house of God, he just got up and went out the door and said, we're going to the house of God. My friend today, listen, if every one of us today would just have that in our heart and our life, Lord, I'm going to your house. Every time that door's open, I'm going to be there by the grace of God. I'm going to the house of God. Your ascent to the house of God, my friend, needs to be that where everybody sees you and watches you. They know, your neighbors know that you need to be in the house of God. Your neighbors know when you stay at home. My friend, your neighbors know everything, my friend, about us today. Young as I am glad today that God knows even more than they do today. Listen, the Bible said, and she said unto the king, it was a true report that I heard in my own land and the acts and of thy wisdom. She said, Lord, King, I want to tell you, everything I've seen is a true report of what I've heard in this land and this about your wisdom and everything that happened. But listen to verse number 7. Howbeit, I believed not the words until I came and my eyes had seen it. My friend, I want to tell you something today. Number 3, my friend, we won't believe what God can do until we get to that place and that point in our life and just turn everything over to God. She said, I didn't believe it till I come and seen it. Youngs, I'm going to tell you something today. You are not going to believe what God has got waiting on you and I just on the other side of this life today. We can read about it. You can go to the book of Revelation and read about the place that we're going, but you cannot believe it until you get there. Until you walk up through those gates of pearl that God has got ready for you and I today. Until you step on that street of gold that God has prepared, my friend, for you and I to walk on. And that street of gold is transparent as glass. There's absolutely 100% pure gold, my friend, waiting on you and I today. There's a mansion. There's not a little cabin in the corner of Glory Land. There's no cabins in heaven. There's no little houses in heaven. My friend, the Bible says there's mansions prepared for you and I today. I've lived in a little house all my life. My mom and dad raised 8 kids in a little tiny house. I go back to that place every once in a while. I look around, I said, how in the world did 8 young'uns be raised in such a tiny house? But you know what? They love her. It wouldn't matter to me if I just had a little bitty place there in heaven. It don't matter to me because I know the love of God is going to be there. And I want to tell you something else. I don't think we're going to stay in those houses a long period of time anyhow. My friend, we're going to be running up and down. Well, I'll be running up and down the street of gold praising God, giving, thanking Him for what He done for me on the cross of Calvary. Youngs, listen to me tonight. You're not going to believe it until you get there. When folks come into the house of God here at Calvary, if we would just mind the Holy Spirit of God and let God have His will and His way in our heart and our life, my friend, they said, I wouldn't believe it until I got there. And when you get there, my friend, you're going to believe all about it today. The Spirit and the power of God does the drawing. It's not the man. It's the Spirit of God that does the drawing to the house of God and to the altar of Almighty God. It's not the man. I love our pastor, but it's not the man. It's the Spirit of God that does that drawing today. My friend, you won't believe it, but it will. It'll be there. She said the half has not been told. Youngs, we could start today and preach till God calls us home. We could testify. We could witness. We could do all. And the half will never be told. Youngs, I want to tell you something. There's some nuggets in this Word of God that God's got embedded in the Word of God. He said, whenever you get the glory, I'm going to show you some things that you overlooked and you didn't see. You see, I'm different from every preacher you ever seen. I rely on the Holy Spirit of God to lead me, guide me, show me what He wants me to preach. What He wants me to do. I let Him guide me today. I'm not eloquent in speech. I'm not educated. But I thank God that I know the Spirit of God. Amen. And I know what it is to be saved by God's grace. Yes, and I know my name's recorded Amen. In the Lamb's Book of Life. Jesus Christ died for me. He called my name. He knows my name. Amen. Praise God. I hope He knows yours tonight. My friend, the Bible told Solomon, Solomon, the half has not been told about what's being done. I'm going to tell you something, children. The half has not been told what God's got waiting on you and I today. Amen. Youngs, He loves us and He cares for us today. The Bible says, the wisdom and thy prosperity exceedeth the fame which I heard. Verse 8, He says, happy are thy men. Happy are thy servants which stand continually before thee and they hear thy wisdom. You know what the Holy Spirit of God will do in our life today? We come into God's house. We know our ascent to the house of God. And by the way, that ascent is upward. Amen. My friend, at the house of God ought to be the best place in the community. It ought to be the nicest place in the community. My friend, every time I come out over there across the road, I can't help but look at this place. I look at it up one side and down the other. I check this side of it. I check that side of it. I even look back in the back there. And my friend, sometimes I even walk around it. Just looking at it. Buddy, I love to walk on this property because it's God's. And it's full of the Spirit of God. My friend, when I walk on this property, I pray that God would just touch my pastor and just anoint him with the power and the Spirit of God. And he preached the Word of God and that Spirit would touch a heart that's lost without God. And they'd give their heart and their life to him. My friend, God knows all about us today. I'm glad, my friend, the Spirit of God will make us happy. I'm happy around the house. Preacher, you shout at house. You cry at your house. You pray at your house. You preach at your house. Youngs, you slip down there sometime whenever Shirley's not there. You see what goes on in my house. My man, I'm going to tell you something today. God's real. He's just as much God down there in that little house as He is right here in this big house. Amen. But this big house is a special place. Amen. It's set up, my friend, that we need to look at this place and realize it's special. Realize that this is where the Spirit and the power of God, even though it's in our heart and our life, when we come together, can you imagine, how many is here tonight, can you imagine the Spirit of God just enveloping all of us? Oh, my lands. Can you imagine today what God could do? Young as if we'll just let Him have His will and His way in our heart and our life. But we've got to crucify this right here.
You're right.
That flesh is saying, now you sit still. You don't say nothing. The Spirit of God got a hold of me about where Danny Byers is sitting. I'm going to mind God no matter where I'm at. I jumped up out of there and I done a little shouting. Some folks liked it. Some folks didn't. That's all right. I'll do it again if God moves on my heart. Youngs, you see what I'm saying tonight? Just let God have His will and His way in your heart and your life. I've heard people stand and testify. I mean, they couldn't testify for crying, but I know what they're talking about. I've heard people stand and give an eloquent speech, but I know what they're talking about. We need to let God have His will and His way in our heart and our life. And to get there, you've got to ask yourself, what's my ascent to the house of God? What's my ascent to the house of God? I absolutely am not bragging tonight. I'm telling you the gospel. My wife's sitting right there. My brother and their family sitting back there. They'll tell you. There's been 5 weeks out of my ministry that I wasn't at my pastor's post preaching the Word of God. Those 5 weeks I was laying in the hospital. Didn't know where I was going to live or die. I was cut from here, plumb down. I didn't know where I was going to live or die. I got to the point that I could pray to God. I said, Lord, just give me one more chance. Just let me crawl back to that church and preach one more time. My friend, God, give me that opportunity. I crawled in that pulpit and I tried my best to preach my heart out. My friend, I'm here to tell you today that we don't know what we're going to face in this life. Just like Pastor Mark preached today. Youngs, listen, the devil wants to sift us like wheat. Now I'm going to tell you something. My friend, there's something waiting on you and I whenever this life's over with. Jesus has a place for us today. And while I'm down here, I'm going to enjoy myself. Praise God, I'm going to shout the victory. I'm going to try my best to live for God. The very best I can. And youngs, I'm not, listen, I'm human just like you are tonight. I fail and I falter and I make mistakes. But you know what God does? He comes down that still small voice and He whispers to your heart. He says, now Kenny, you ought not have said that.
Come on.
You ought not have done that. He said, you get that thing right. I'd have to bow my heart and my head and my knees before God. Say, Lord, forgive me. Help me to be better.
Amen.
Youngs, I'm going to tell you something. It's difficult to stand when folks is fussing at you and calling you everything but what you really are.
Come on.
It's difficult. But I want to tell you this. I love the Lord. He loves me and I love them. No matter what people think or say about me, Youngs, I love you today. I want to help you.
Amen.
I want God to move in your life. I want God to show you something that will be real in your heart and your life. That you'll know without a shadow of a doubt that you're saved by God's grace. Listen, the Bible says here, said, happy are thy men, happy are thy servants which stand continually before thee. And that they hear thy wisdom. Blessed be the Lord thy God, which delighteth in thee to set thee on the throne of Israel, because the Lord loved Israel forever. Therefore, make thee king to do judgment and justice. My friend, not only does God give us happiness, God gives us somebody that we can look up to. Somebody that will help us in this walk of life. Somebody that will show us what we need to do from day to day, every day. And you know, I'm glad of that today. I'm glad that God will speak to our heart. Listen, He speaks to us in many different ways. Now, you might think I'm crazy, but that's all right. God told me this morning at 8:30, that I was going to be preaching tonight. I'm not lying to you. I'm telling you the truth. I pray, God, I want you to open a door for me. God gives me a message. I'm preaching somewhere. If it ain't nowhere but my yard. Have you preached outside? I preached outside in people's yards. I preached in prisons. I preach everywhere the door's open. I'm going to preach.
Come on, brother.
If that door's open, I'm going to stand and preach the Word of God. Youngs, listen, God loves us. He's got a place waiting on you and I on the other side. Listen, I want to show you one more thing, my friend, in the Word of God. If you'll jump down, the Bible says there in verses 10, verse number 11, that the Queen of Sheba brought all these things there to Solomon. And the last part of verse number 11, the Bible says that there they brought almond trees and precious stones. The Bible said in verse 12, and the king made of the almond trees pillars for the house of the Lord and for the king's house, harps and also pastries for singing. There came so much almond trees that they were seen unto this day. There's so many of these trees came to King Solomon that you couldn't even imagine. None of them. My friend that he brought there, was sent there to Solomon, went to waste. The Bible said that he made pillars for the house of God out of these trees. The Bible said that he made instruments out of these trees. I've done a little research this afternoon on these trees, and buddy, it just blessed my heart. My friend, when I seen what these trees really were, my friend, what they really represent, Solomon knew. He put those things in the house of God. Now listen, I love to hear people play the violin. There's a young lady that used to play for me. I mean, she was, at the first time she played, she was probably 14, 15 years old, something like that. And she'd get up there in that violin, and man, she'd play Amazing Grace. That'd make you get up and shout and run the aisle. Just as pretty sounding you ever heard. Now, if I got that same violin and I stroked that violin, you'd be running to the back door going home. But my friend, I'm going to tell you something. That violin was made in a special way. It was put together in a special way. That guitar, that piano, that organ was put together in a special way. And it has a sound. And that sound is made for you and I today. My friend, in the house of God. The benches that you sit on, the pulpit that I'm standing behind today. Everything in this house, my friend, is the very best. And I love that. That's what we need. The house of God needs to be the best house, the best place in this community we come into. Because this is God's house. This is His house. My friend, these trees were used in the temple. My friend, they were used in making the musical instruments. These trees, their wood was very heavy and hard and fine-grained. What that means is as the circles of the tree is close together. They're very, very dense trees. I spent a little time in the woods in my life. And my friend, these trees were very dense. And the Bible, the research that I've done on these trees, my friend, they were very heavy, dense trees. The Bible said they were fine-grained. The research said that they were fine-grained. And they had a beautiful garnet color. Now you think about this just a minute. Those of you that have been in the woods and worked in woods and worked with wood, you take that wood and you plane that wood up real good, and you fix that wood. And I guess a wild cherry is the best wood that we know of around here, as far as making mantles and fixing them up and make them look real pretty. My friend, that wood that the Bible talked about here in the Word of God, it was the best wood that you'd ever seen in this life. My friend, a wood that Solomon took. God allowed Solomon to take that wood and had people that were educated and people could take that wood and make anything they wanted to make out of that wood. They made an instrument, a musical instrument out of that wood. They used that wood for the pillars in the temple of God. The Bible said that all this wood was sent there to Solomon. I got to thinking about that. I said, well, you know, it reminds me of the potter and the clay. I don't know about you, but I'm just an old lump of clay dug out from a bank before I got saved. And you know what God done? He took that old clay called Kenny and began to work with him. Began to show him. Began to touch him. Began to call him. And I am what I am. Amen. By the grace of God today.
Amen.
That's what God done. He took that old lump of clay that wasn't worth nothing, that old mud. God done the same thing with those trees. He sent those trees to the house, to the temple of God, and He used them in the temple of God. He made instruments in the temple of God. But my friend, you know what? All that's good and all that's fine. But what makes all that come together in the house of God is you. You. I can't play the piano, but Sister Macy can. I can't play the organ, but Sister Debbie can. I can't sing, but this preacher right here can sing. You see what I'm saying, children? We can't do this without you.
That's right.
We've got to have everybody.
Yes.
We've got to have everybody coming into the house of God,
right,
expecting God to do something great, expecting God to save a soul, expecting the Spirit of God to be real in our heart and our life. We've got to come in the house of God expecting that today.
Amen.
And Solomon took that wood, that precious wood, and he put it in the temple. He made instruments out of it. And one thing in my life that I always wanted to do is to play some kind of instrument. I ain't going to do that till I get to glory. And then I believe the Lord allowed me to do that. But you know what? God said, Kenny, while you're here, He said, there is something that you can do for me. And I said, Lord, what is it? He says, every time I touch you, you just mind the Lord. And that's what I've been doing. Youngins, I love you tonight. I love His church. I love the Lord. And I want to see the power of God fall.
Amen.
I want to see the power of God fall. And young as they, there's not but one way to do it.
That's right.
You can have the best organ. You can have the best piano. You can have the best musical instruments that ever can be made. But without you, it won't be done.
That's right.
Your ascent to the house of God. What's your ascent to the house of God? Young as I come every time, expecting God to bless.
Yes, sir.
I come every time. God, you used me today. You help me to be what I can be. Youngins, I'm telling you this morning or this evening, I tried to mind the God on the very first of this service. There was somebody here that needed God. I don't know where you came or not. I don't know y'all. But I know this. Jesus Christ died for you on the cross of Calvary. He gave His life for you. And He wants to see you saved by the grace of God. You're sent to the house of God. You come here tonight for a reason and a purpose. If you have not got what God wants you to have, you're going to have an opportunity to get that. Just come to Him and let Him do the work in your life that needs to be done. What is your ascent to the house of God? I come to be blessed. I come to let God just take me and turn me loose every time I come. I want God's will to be done in my life, in my heart today. Would you stand, please? Father, in Jesus' name, I pray, Lord, as Macy comes, Lord, and just plays on the piano. Father, I ask you, Lord God, again. Lord God, if there be one here today, Lord God, that don't know He's a personal Savior, Father, I pray, God, that you touch that heart and that life. Lord God, you help them. Lord God, to realize, God, that you died for them on the cross of Calvary, that they might be saved by the grace and by the power of God. Thank you, Lord God, for our ascent to the house of God. Lord, without you, we could not make it. Thank you, Lord God. I'm happy in you. I'm glad for what you've done in our heart and our life. Lord, I'm glad for all the things you've put into the house of God. Father, to give us a place that we can come in that's so beautiful to look at and to praise your name and honor you. God, we thank you, Lord God, for that today. Thank you, Lord God, for the Holy Spirit of God. Lord God, the half has not yet been told. But Lord, I want my ascent to the house of God to be seen all over this land. I'm going to find myself in the house of God. Father, would you touch that heart now? Would you help them, Father, we pray. In Christ's name, as every head's bowed.